With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The White House is asking Congress for tens of billions of dollars in new spending.
The $56 billion funding request would help the government respond to natural disasters, shore up funding for child care centers, and keep high-speed internet running for low-income families. Some $23 billion in the package would go to communities hit by disasters this year, such as the August wildfires in Hawaii, hurricanes in Florida, and flooding in California and Vermont.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says this latest request is on top of the separate nearly $106 billion request for Ukraine and Israel. Meanwhile, President Biden's approval rating among voters in his own party is at rock bottom, and only 35% of independent voters say they approve of Biden's work. It's down 4 percentage points from September. Also at SRNnews.com, the FBI has left the scene of a home in Maine that's reportedly the home of shooting suspect Robert Card. A police helicopter and drone circled the area with authorities on a megaphone urging someone to come out. 18 people were killed, 13 others injured in the town of Lewiston after a shooter opened fire inside a bowling alley and bar Wednesday night. Livestock and poultry producers will need to comply with more specific standards if they want to label their products as organic.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's new organic livestock and poultry standards follow years of negotiations with organic groups, farm organizations, and livestock and poultry producers. The Organic Trade Association pushed hard for new regulations. The association says the standards will promote consumer trust and ensure competing companies abide by the same rules.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting the rules cover issues including outdoor space requirements, living conditions for animals, and how they're transported for slaughter. This is SRN News. A new poll reveals what American teenagers believe about God and the Bible.
The numbers come from the Cultural Research Center, and they indicate that 69% of adolescents agree with the statement that, quote, God exists and is the all-knowing, all-powerful, perfect creator and ruler of the universe. However, only 35% believe that sin is real, and just 36% believe that the only solution to sin is Christ's death on the cross. The national survey also indicates that only 1 in 4 teens believe the Bible is true. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Texas county near New Mexico has banned helping people travel out of state to get an abortion. Lubbock County is now the largest of four Texas counties that have adopted a version of the measure, which would be enforced through lawsuits filed by private citizens. While Texas has passed several pro-life statutes, neighboring New Mexico is trying to establish itself as an abortion destination. This is SRN News. Israeli troops have launched a brief ground raid into Gaza ahead of an expected wider incursion. Correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
The brief raid into northern Gaza struck several targets in order to prepare the battlefield for the expected upcoming ground incursion. It came after the UN warned it is on the verge of running out of fuel in the Gaza Strip, forcing it to sharply curtail relief efforts in the territory. The result will worsen an already devastating humanitarian situation. Gaza has been pummeled by constant Israeli airstrikes since a Hamas attack on southern Israel ignited the siege earlier this month. I'm Karen Shamas.
United Auto Workers Union says it's reached a tentative contract agreement with Ford that could be a breakthrough in the nearly six-week-old strikes against Detroit automakers. The four-year deal still has to be approved by 57,000 union members at that company. This, more at SRNnews.com.